We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano time. Welcome in with you up until noon. As I often say, he's the best columnist in the area. I'm only third. Second place is Christine Flowers, so he's in heavy company. J.D. Mullane, who writes for the Bucks County Courier-Times and Burlington County Times, is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, J.D., welcome in.
Hey, Dom.
Well, tell me, J.D., what you make now. We have a person of interest. We have these four missing. You know this area as well as anything. What are you hearing? What's your sense?
Well, we got some breaking news, and that's that the Bucks County DA has called the parents of this person of interest before a grand jury today. So the plot thickens. Antonio and Sandra DiNardo is their name. They own the 90 acres of farmland up here in Solbury that is being searched. Droves of police with metal detectors, sniffer dogs, and the ominous backhoe. And our coroner is on call. So they've been called before a grand jury for what? To answer what questions? We don't know. Grand juries are secret. Mm-hmm. Their son, Cosmo DiNardo, 20 years old, is a person of interest. He was popped last February in Bucks County for possessing a shotgun and ammo that he shouldn't have had because he apparently has some sort of mental illness and was involuntarily committed to a psychiatric facility. That was dropped, I guess, in exchange for treatment. But that was reinstated on Monday by one of the assistant DAs here, and he was last night on 10% bail of $1 million.
So why go before a grand jury? What's the speculation rather than bringing these people in and questioning them?
They're not answering questions when the police put it to them. Before a grand jury, they can take the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
Take the Fifth Amendment for a grand jury. That's not good either. So indictment come out of this? I don't know. You know, this case is like a ball of twine so far that the police and DA Matt Weintraub are trying to untangle. There are all kinds of rumors. There are all kinds of information that come from surrounding neighbors. Now, where we are in Bucks County, here in Solbury, if you think of Bucks County, the rolling farmlands, the old stone farmhouses, the beauty, that's where I am. And actually, mm-hmm. looking for these young men, and there's talk about this 90-acre farm that they're focused on, of mysterious bonfires, of a cottage that is uninhabited, but then sometimes inhabited, of neighbors recalling a gunshot fire on Friday night here coming from the property, four sets of shotgun blasts. How much of this is true, I don't know. There is a source that is saying that an AR-15 was found on the property with some blood. Now, whose AR-15 that might be and whose blood that might be, we don't know. But the police are intensely focused, with the FBI, by the way, on this 90 acres here in Solbury, Dom.
Well, J.D., too, thank you for that breaking news, because when the DA, I agree with you, goes to a grand jury because these people are not answering reasonable questions about what's going on here, that is ratcheting it up big time. And if you take the Fifth and just refuse to answer there, that's not going to end probably in anything but an indictment.
Yeah, that would end in an indictment. And why wouldn't you answer reasonable questions? Because you know the answers to those reasonable questions, and they don't look good for your son. That's my speculation. That's generally the way it works when people don't want to talk to the cops. You know.
So the four kids, though, they don't all seem to know each other like they're buddy-buddy and all that. Kind of strange, is it not, that all four are coming together in this way?
You know, the first thing that pops up is drugs. I mean, right. Here we are in Bucks County, the ground zero of heroin. But what I heard this morning up here in Salisbury is that it may have been over a money issue. Somebody owed DiNardo money. You know, there was going to be a mothballing of somebody because they owed money. These guys somehow knew some of that information. And, you know, it's all speculative, Dom. And I'm not even sure, talking to Matt Weintraub, that he's quite certain what the whole story is. So these kids, these young men have been missing since last week. They vanished. There has been no sign of them. One of them, their car was found in the garage of a nearby residence up here in Salisbury. Another one, his car was abandoned in the parking lot of Peddler's Village, a kind of a quaint shopping center up here in Lahaska. So there's a lot of question marks and a lot of mystery surrounding this, which explains the 10 or so trucks and the news choppers flying over me right now.
Absolutely. Well, JD, thank you. Thanks very much for popping in. And what's your next column, tomorrow?
Yeah, it'll be about sitting here waiting for any news. We're expecting the DA, Matt Weintraub, to give an update in a few minutes, usually at 11 a.m. So, you know, and I'll wait around, maybe talk to some neighbors, and that'll be tomorrow's piece.
Thank you, JD. Thanks for joining us, as always.
All right, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.